text 51554 with the keyword blue.
We have three guests in the Blue Room on this occasion. Brendan Graham, renowned songwriter who has written for paupers and princes, and the honey-toned voice of Sean Kane, who sung for paupers and princes in your time, right?
I think so.
All the way from East Galway. I'm not sure where Brendan Graham is from, being the father or being the son of a bank manager. It's hard to...
All over the place. I live in Mayo.
That's the homeland.
That is the homeland.
And we have a very special guest who comes all the way from the Basque country in northern Spain. It is with great pleasure that we welcome Olatz Zugasti, or as we say here, Caid Míle Fáilte, or as you would say, Ongi Aituri.
Eturi.
Aituri.
Ongi Eturi.
Welcome.
Uh-huh.
So nice to
Thank
have you,
you
here.
Thank you very much.
We have a very special treat tonight because we will be able to talk to our guests, but also enjoy music live. Olatz has her harp with her, and she and Sean will be performing some music. The music that we're going to have performed has a central connection, and that connection is Mr. Graham, with whom we'll have a discussion about material shortly. But let's, first of all, give a listen to the first choice in our selection tonight. This is a beautiful song called Mesularia, which is on your most recent album.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. the name of the album is Ur Gwena Ur Barena.
Mm-hmm.
How's that? How is my Euskara?
It's very good.
Okay.
Very good. Ur Gwena Ur Barena.
Well, Mesularia is messenger.
Messenger, yes.
And this is a collaboration mm-hmm. between yourself and Brendan.
Yes, it was... I had a melody with no words, so I thought it might suit Olatz's style, so I sent it to her. And that very evening, I got a demo back with the lyrics in Euskera, and I couldn't believe it. I said, how can she be so quick with writing the lyrics? So
yes, the words were written already. The idea, the main idea, and some few, like a poem,
okay.
no? And it was after I heard my daughter, late teenager, 18,
mm-hmm.
playing piano like a mad, only like a crazy,
mm-hmm.
playing without stop, Nocturno de Chopin,
right.
Nocturne, and she was playing, and she was very obsessed to sort out some little passage of the... So she worked and worked and worked. And it was, I felt that as if she sent me a message, no? A message as if she said, I have all that I need to live my own life. No?
Mm.
And then it wasn't the main idea of that. Mesularia, messenger.
Messenger.
Comes, yes.
Let's hear it now.
Argia duzun iganutzia
mesula aria. Entzun du dara mazula oroaren azia, zugan direla izarrak egoa eta eguerdia. Amets bilakatu zara mirotze galdia, biziari margotzen duzu ene unxuria. Lorratz argia duzu nigan utzia, uinen gaindizoazen mesularia.
Mesularia from Olatz Zugasti, co-written with Brendan Graham. Beautiful melody, Brendan.
Thank you.
Where's the history of your partnership, or how did it happen? How did you each come to know of the other?
Well, this man here on the left is I won't say to blame, but he is responsible because about 20 years ago, Sean made the very first recording of Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, with Dolores, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, I think that was the first one, yeah.
And then Olatz had a Blue of the Night in the Day program. In our country, playing, you know, eclectic music. And
I was searching for a melody because I had some idea of a song tribute to those who built up the ikastolas. Ikastola is a Basque school. So we have not state, but we have Basque schools, a big system of Basque education.
Separate to the national school system?
Yes, okay. Yes, separately. And it is around or based on our identity, our language, to mm-hmm. support our language, etc. And then I got this idea of getting, remembering how these ikastolas were built up in the clandestinity, in the middle of the dictatorship of Franco. And most of the time, the classes were at the house of the people or the apartment of the people. The professor were the mothers sometimes, and it has built up like this, no? And it was an heroic action and in clandestinity and all that. So I thought I would like to give to them a tribute. And this was the main idea. So I was searching some melody. I saw it worked really well, and then I saw Brendan. Oh, he's alive! And
yes, so far.
And then who I will contact with? Then Sean Kane is brought to the Basque Country from Serrano. Serrano, a production office. No? Mm-hmm. And then I made the contact connection. With a connection. And so, here we are.
And here we are, is right, mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you traveled much to the Basque Country, Sean?
I have quite a bit. I think the first time I was over there might be 15 years ago or maybe more. And I've been there maybe every two to three years ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put his songs, yes. His CDs, yeah, yeah. in my own program
excellent.
Many times, yes.
Excellent. Mm. Mm-hmm. But that song has been so good for you, to you. I mean, you've taken that song all over the world.
Well, I have, but it's like when you record a song, it takes on a life of its own. Mm. And like this, I suppose you just keep up to it, really, because it does lead you in different directions, as it has done today. Like we've met this wonderful lady who's a wonderful performer, and in the Basque Country, it's well appreciated as well. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears.
What I love about this is that the circularity of it—that something that started with Sean. And then Olatz heard it. And I loved the whole idea that the song could have a purpose to be a call to the people to honour the great and very old tradition of the Basque Country and to, you know, carry the flame. Yeah.
So what we have tonight then is the performance of both versions.
Yes.
Sean will sing... Yeah. Isle of Hope, and Olatz will sing the Basque version of it.
Great. I mean,
let's do
it's
that.
It's wonderful when this happens.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again, but the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
Oraindik hasi asko du zuregan landatzeko, esan ez ditudan hainbat olerki eta asmo, elkar lotzen gaituzten sokak ez dira apurtuko, biziri gauden artean biziri gauderako.
Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again, but the Isle of Home is always
Very beautiful, Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, and in Euskara, it's Bizirik Guadalako.
Gaudelako.
Guadalako. Good, good. I'll get it right yet, I promise.
Isn't it amazing the way their two voices, they're quite different voices, but they blend so well on the harmonies, and yet there is this contrast, so it has given the song another new life, beautiful. A new freshness. So thank you both.
And exclusively on the Blue of the Night, and we're very proud of that. Now, the collaboration didn't stop there. Another collaboration of Brendan and Olatz is in the form of what started out as Cluck on the Boshta and turned into another beautiful Basque performance. Mm.
This was a song I wrote about a place in the mountains in Mayo, where I live. It's called Crucan na Boshta. It's a burial ground of unbaptized children. And it was one of those songs I had to write, because your mind begins to think of what did the parents think. The children are in this limbo place. So I wrote it. I based the melody, most of the melody, around a traditional piece called Colleen na Gruige Buana, or sometimes Colleen na Gruige Dina, and created a new chorus melody, I hope with respect. And the burial ground was quietly consecrated in Easter Sunday 1996 by the local parish priest, Father Burke. And it was never made official or anything like that, but I would love to think it was the start of something by the Catholic Church saying, limbo is gone, we should consecrate those grounds, and it would be a huge symbolic gesture of healing, particularly in these times when the church doesn't need to be healing. So I sent some songs to Olatz. I was really very much taken by what she had done and by her voice and this intimacy that's in her voice. So I sent Crucan na Boshta to her, and then she changed it and made it a much better song.
No.
Nora Ote Zarajuan.
Nora Ote Zarajuan.
And what is the meaning of this lyric?
The meaning is a translation. I started by a translation, okay. Direct translation, but then I wanted in euskera, I wanted it to be more sad again. And then I, like many traditional old songs, old bass songs, are in minor key. And then I tried to put it in minor key for some time in the some verse. Brendan allowed me to change a little the song, and well, it is the meaning.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear it now.
Betirako loan ume hile gorri du alban ugaldegi nora ote zara joan non zegoen errukia nora zetzuen deu segiteri nork bildu zaitu adio nora ote zara joan ikusiko belarretan intzik ez da elurrik ere mara-mara bortuan xorien negaldiaz aban ezaiakin nora ote zara joan no egiteri nork bildu zaitu adio nora ote zara joan non zegoen errukia nola zetzuen deus egiteri nork bildu zaitu adio nora ote zara joan nora ote zara joan
What started out as Cluck on the Boshte and tonight it turned into the very beautiful Nora Ote Zara Wam. Well, that's Zugasti live on the Blue of the Night. Brendan, does it seem or does it feel strange when songs go take on a life and go different directions than you'd ever intended them to be?
Well, you're always praying for that. You know, there's loads of songs that go in one direction, which is into the bin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Our final selection tonight is kind of the reverse approach to what we've been talking about, in the sense that this is a song that was recorded originally by Benito Lerchundi, who happens to be your musical partner, yes, as well as your life partner.
Mm-hmm.
And you perform in Benito's band.
Yes.
Now, he is a legend. He's a big name.
Yes, it's the only one who who is alive from a generation who started the new Basque movement, Basque song movement. Yes. And yes, he has made many successful songs and a big career.
But Brendan, you heard a song by Benito.
Yes.
And felt that you would like to put an English lyric, is that?
Yes, I did. I mean, Olatz had sent me, as well as her own CDs that she does with her own band, she had sent me a number of Benito's CDs. And I just love some of the songs. And he is a very, like Sean, he has a very distinctive voice.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the songs are in a language I don't know, I get some sense of them, the way he expresses the songs. Mm-hmm. And I heard this melody on this song, which is called Nere Eriko Nestacha Maite. There was a melody, and it had, to me, a kind of an Irish flavour to it. So I asked permission of Benito if I could take his melody and put a new lyric to it. And I've always been wanting to write an end-of-life song, because, you know, I'm getting there. And
aren't we all, no?
Well, some of us more than others, maybe. I'm not looking at you, Carl.
thank you.
So... And as soon as I started to work on it, the voice I heard was Sean's voice. I mean, immediately I thought, Sean Kane, and I hoped he liked it. So,
and it's a beautiful melody. It's a beautiful melody. And then when I heard the lyric, it brought it all together, because it's a deep lyric. It's a beautiful lyric. And you might call it an end-of-life song, but it is... It's one of those songs that you can take it where you want, really, with the lyric. There's a few different layers to it that you can go to, which is a nice thing to have in a song. And it's a song that I intend to record pretty soon on an album that I need to record before the summer is out, something that I've been meaning to do for a few years. I took my foot off the pedal for a few years. But now it's most definitely back on it.
Well, and it's great to hear that, and great to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, because I think I have more of an appreciation for what I do and the music. And as Brendan mentioned earlier on, that place that you go to find the songs is the place that I go to sing the songs.
Mm.
And that's a place that I think it's a rich place to be, and it's an honour to have the gift to do it. And that's basically, it's like the song. All I want to do is just do as much as I possibly can and keep up to it now at this stage.
We've been so privileged to be present at performances by both of you tonight, and we're going to hear that new song. Mm. This will be a world premiere now, will it?
This is the very first performance of the song, and I thought it's lovely, and it's this energy, as I say, the circularities. I love when this happens, and I hope you like it. It is a world premiere, and so
let's hear it.
Gone to your mountain.
life. The cuckoo first calls, and love can survive in your stony grey walls. In this city here, got so much I want to do. You've gone to your mountain, and I'm not with you. You've gone to your mountain, gone to your mountain, gone to your mountain to be with you.
World premiere of Gone to Your Mountain, Olatz Zugasti and Sean Kane, who have been our guests on The Blue of the Night tonight, along with Brendan Graham. My sincere thanks to all three of you for being with us to share such beautiful music. A special thanks to, I have to say this, to DIT and Cliona Doris, who provided us with the beautiful harp for the performance, and also thanks to Richie McCullough on sound, who made all things sound so beautiful. Thank you so much for visiting Ireland.
Thank you to every Irish I know directly, and I loved people here. It was the first time I am here. It is the first time I am here, and I love it.
I do hope you will be back.
Yes.
You will. Sean, thank you for taking the long road from the West.
The West. It's been a pleasure, Carol, and thank you for having me along here.
And Brendan?
My compliments to Sean and all that on bringing their own very special gifts to the songs, and pleasure to be here.